Carroll Broadcasting presents High School Basketball.
Boy, you know it's going to be a good night when the Little River Band brings you to your pregame coverage here on KCIM 1380 AM and 95.1 FM. Good evening and welcome to KCIM's high school basketball coverage powered by the CB Sports Network. I'm Nick Brinks, and for perhaps the final time, I come to you from Bondurant for this final Raccoon River Conference meeting between the Carroll Tigers and the Bondurant for our Blue Jays. I'll have the boys' game for you later this evening, but the girls are up first. The Tigers have won five straight over the Blue Jays, including an 11-point win back on January 2nd. That's the good news. The bad news, they have struggled mightily since then. They've only won one more time since then, and they have dropped their last seven. They've struggled. Can they bounce back tonight against the Blue Jays on the road? You're listening to the Mackey Motors pregame show on 1380 KCIM and 95.1 FM. Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. I'll bring you all of the action tonight from the Gatorade broadcast booth. Gatorade, distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Carroll enters tonight 5-11 on the year, 3-9 in the conference. Bondurant Farrar 8-9 overall. They are 5-7 in conference play. Bondurant Farrar sitting fifth in the conference, and Carroll second from the bottom in eighth. Carroll's coming off a close loss to Winterset on Friday night. They fell 39-35, and it was all Allie Cook. She put up 23 of their 35 points, but it wasn't enough. They weren't able to get that number two and their number three scorers going that night. She also picked up nine rebounds. For Bondurant Farrar, they dominated at Boone, picking up a 45-17 victory, and they had two in double figures. Kaylee Hansen and Addison Brown both with 11 and 10 points. Brown, a double-double, adding in 10 rebounds as well. I mentioned January 2nd, Carroll won 49-38. Carroll had three in double figures that night. Analia Ayala, she put up 14 points. Chloe Cook, 14 points and 7 boards. Allie Cook, a double-double with 10 points and 11 rebounds. They will look for those three to step up tonight. They are without Bella Lou, out with an ankle injury. So Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard, the senior for Carroll, will get the start tonight, and I'll bring you the rest of your starting lineups in just a little bit. Carroll's won the last five against Bondurant Farrar, and 6 of 7 the last time the Blue Jays beat Carroll was 3 years ago, January of 2023, and it was 51-47 that night. It's a busy night of basketball around the CB Sports Network family of stations over on Kick 106.7 tonight. Mason Nealon has South Central Calhoun girls and boys basketball as they are hosting Southeast Valley. And over on 93.7 KKRL, closer to 7 o'clock, maybe 7:15 or so, Jeff Blankman has Audubon boys basketball tonight as they host Riverside. Couple area schools facing off in Coon Rapids tonight with the Crusaders hosting Arweva. ESAC is at Pocahontas area, and IKM Manning is at home tonight against Missouri Valley. It's the Mackey Motors pregame show. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City, online at MackeyMotors.com. Starters are coming up next, and we'll continue with our pregame coverage live from Bondurant. I'm Nick Brinks in the Gatorade broadcast booth. We're back after this on 1380 AM and 95.1 FM, KCIM Carroll.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express phase, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
When it comes to sports injuries and pain, call the specialist at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning. Dr. Suffy and Dr. Janning work closely with area athletes and teams in providing effective treatment and rehabilitation of sports-related injuries. For optimal sports performance, call Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, 792-6026. Or stop by their clinic at 1420 Highway 71 North in Carroll. Proud sponsors of all area teams.
Hi, this is Michelle from Midwest Wholesale. Your kitchen is the heart of your home, and Birch cabinets are designed to make it unforgettable. At Midwest Wholesale, we offer a stunning range of finishes, wood selections, and accessories to craft a space that's uniquely yours. With decades of experience in thousands of kitchens, bathrooms, and mudrooms designed, we're the experts you can trust to bring your vision to life. Kitchens Plus by Birch and Midwest Wholesale. How you want it, when you want it, where you want it, we deliver. Call or visit Midwest Wholesale today.
Since 1925, Eco Water Systems has been proud to provide the Carroll area with a level of quality and service their customers deserve. Now, Dries Company could not be more excited to continue that tradition. That's right, Eco Water Systems is now Dries Company Eco Water Systems, combining two names you know and trust to provide you with the absolute best in your water needs. Dries Company Eco Water Systems. Call us today, 712-792-3434, or stop in and see us at 609 North Carroll Street. Let's solve your water issues together.
Later tonight, we'll name our Culver's Player of the Game. Celebrating 40 years in business and 13 years in Carroll, Culver's, welcome to Delicious. I'm Nick Brinks. Thanks so much for joining me tonight live from Bondurant here on KCIM Carroll. We've also got boys basketball coming up. Game two of our doubleheader later tonight will feature the Red Hot Carroll Tigers, number 5 and 3A, 13 and 3, and the 4 and 10 Bondurant for our Blue Jays. Let's get you ready for girls basketball now. Carroll's on the road tonight. Final time playing in Bondurant, most likely, unless this is a playoff matchup and they're both back in the same conference some year, or they schedule this one as non-conference action. But with Carroll leaving the conference, the farewell tour continues in the Raccoon River tonight at Bondurant Farrar. For Carroll, their starters tonight under head coach Katie Cook. Jersey Spohr, a 5'8 senior. Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard, a 5'5 senior. She'll get the start tonight with Bella Lou out with a bad ankle. Analia Ayala, 14 points for her against Bondurant Farrar back in early January. Chloe Cook, she'll start tonight, a 5'11 junior, averaging 11 points and 8 rebounds a game. She leads the team in assists and blocks. And Allie Cook, the team's leading scorer, 13 points and 9 rebounds a game for the 5'10 senior. 23 for her on Friday night in a loss to Winterset. And for the Bondurant Farrar Blue Jays, led by head coach Kelly Obley, they'll start their usual five tonight, a 5'5 senior Morgan Muller, Tierra Berggren, a junior, Addison Brown, a senior, Tenley Freed, a sophomore, and their leading scorer and rebounder is a 5'11 forward sophomore Kaylee Hansen, averaging just under 10 points a game and a skosh under 6 rebounds per contest for her. Good to be with you tonight here on KCIM, 1380 AM and 95.1 FM. We'll pause for the national anthem, and we'll bring you Raccoon River Conference girls basketball next, featuring the 5-11 Carroll Tigers and the 8-9 Bondurant Farrar Blue Jays.
NAPA is your trusted source for automotive parts, accessories, and know-how for your car, truck, SUV, and farm equipment. We offer a complete performance machine shop, extensive tool and equipment department, and hydraulic hoses while you wait. So whether it's a replacement part for your daily driver or you're in just in need for a professional machine shop, you can trust your locally owned and operated NAPA store. Make it a point to stop in and see the pros. NAPA Highway 30 West in Carroll. NAPA, we are so much more than a parts store.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate for our roof damage.
Sure, we offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference, on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Back back in Bondurant, ready for girls basketball tonight on KCIM, 1380 AM and 95.1 FM. One of three broadcasts we've got for you tonight with the CB Sports Network. Audubon boys, a little after 7 o'clock over on KKRL. South Central Calhoun girls and boys over on Kick 106.7. I'm Nick Brinks in the Gatorade broadcast booth here on KCIM. Carroll, it'll be Chloe Cook. And the Carroll Tigers tipping off at midcourt. They've got their black uniforms, white numbers, Carroll in white text along the chest. And for the Bondurant Farrar Blue Jays, they're in their white home uniforms, blue numbers, Blue Jays in blue along the chest. And we are set to go. It'll be Cook and Kaylee Hansen standing on the Blue Jay logo at half court. Ball is about to be tossed into the air, and it's controlled quickly by Jersey Spore and the Carroll Tigers. A seven-game losing streak for the Tigers. They've won five straight over Bondurant Farrar. They are hoping to get back in the win column. 2026 has been a struggle after a solid start back in the early part of the 2025-26 season. Carroll gets it stripped away, and it's a breakaway layup for Addison Brown at the other end for Bondurant Farrar. Good defense turns into even better offense for the Blue Jays, and it's a 2-0 lead. And now Jersey Spore is back in the left wing, rocking the pink shoes. She's in the wing left side, tossed to Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard, tossed to the top, Ayala. Now it's Chloe Cook at the left elbow. She's working one-on-one with Kaylee Hansen. Jersey Spore at the top. Back to Ayala at the top. Shot clock down at 7. She'll let the 3 fly off the back of the rim. Rebound will be pulled out of the hands of Chloe Cook by Kaylee Hansen. Their sophomore is their leading scorer and rebounder, and she comes away with a board there. A 2-0 lead. Bondurant Farrar on top in the early going, and now Carroll's defense will try to make a stop here. Inside with Addison Brown. She's at the free throw line. She'll drive, tosses it off the rim. No good. Offensive putback, no good. Back-to-back offensive rebounds. They get another offensive board, and they'll kick it out to the right wing, driving Morgan Muller. It rolls off the rim, no good. 4 or 5 chances, no points. Allie Cook, the layup at the other end is blocked. She got the rebound, wanted to go all the way. Comes up just short and will be fouled and will head to the line for a pair of free throws here. Our first whistle, courtesy of a foul, and it belongs to Addison Brown. A 10.10 rebound performance against Boone on Friday. Carroll is on the board now with Allie Cook from the free throw line. She converts the first of her 2 free throws. She's gotten there a lot this year as she misses the second. 90 free throw attempts, shooting over 64%. Now Bondurant Farrar, after that missed Cook free throw, they'll take it in the front court. Muller to the right wing, one-on-one here with Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard, getting the start in place of Bella Lou tonight. At the right wing, a look inside. Tenley Freed finds Hansen. Hansen puts it off the glass. It's no good. Through the hands of Chloe Cook. It's rebounded by Jersey Spore. Tossed into the front court. Intended for Allie Cook. But it will be tipped out of bounds and knocked out by Addison Brown. Carroll will have possession, trailing 2-1. 2 minutes in. And Allie Cook will get a quick breather. And they'll sub Willow Felden, the freshman, a 5'7 guard. Averaging just under a point per game for her this year. Inbound pass to Jersey Spore. Back to Feld in the right corner. Looks for Chloe Cook. She's double-teamed. In trouble. Gets rid of it. Finds Jersey Spore at the top. The left wing look. Steps toward the free throw line. Bounces it out to Feld. At the left wing, Ayala drives left side. Puts it off the glass. Got fouled, and they'll have a chance to tie and or possibly take the lead as well. As Morgan Muller comes away with her first foul. 2 team fouls now for the Blue Jays in the early going. 2-1 Blue Jays. And Ayala will make the tying free throw. Analia Ayala this season, 74% from the free throw line. She's 24 now of 25 of 33. She goes 2 for 2. Carroll's got their first lead of the day, and it's a 3-2 advantage. 2.5 minutes in here on KCIM. Girls basketball in the Raccoon River Conference underway in Bondurant. Right wing 3 for the Blue Jays. Off the backboard, no good. Jersey Spore, an easy rebound after the Tierra Berggren miss. Jersey Spore looks inside for Chloe Cook. A quick double team. She'll retreat and toss it out to Schmidt-Hubbard. Ayala right wing. Back to Chloe Cook. Hands it off. Left wing. Feld thought about the three, steps into a double team. Working against the 2-3 zone. Jersey Spohr with 13 on the shot clock. Back to Chloe Cook. Nice backdoor cut. Spohr finds a seam, and Cook gets it to her. Spohr lays it in for two, and it's a 5-2 Tiger lead. They've scored the last five. Blue Jays into the front court now with those white uniforms left to right. A lob to the top for Tierra Berggren. Driving down the right side of the lane, runs into Willow Feld. 4:35 to go first quarter, 5-2 Tigers. Blue Jays outside with Berggren. Stops at the elbow. Her pass into the lane is off the hands, and Spohr tries to save it from going out of bounds, but it is lost over on the Tiger bench. And now the Blue Jays will bring Finley McDowell, a sophomore, into the ballgame, and she's one of their top three-point shooters this year, shooting 40% outside. And she's in double digits for threes with 12 made this year. Tigers will sub out Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard, and they will bring Sadie Kelly in. So their rotation's a little out of sorts tonight with Bella Lou out with injury. She's here in street clothes. As the Blue Jays work it to the top, and we've got a shot clock violation. I didn't even realize the shot clock was winding down either, and neither did the Blue Jays. 4:14 to go first quarter, and Chloe Cook will come to the sideline to inbound. Allie Cook is back out there. The Tigers have scored the last five, and Jersey Spohr has it on the top. Hand off to Allie Cook, looking for a seam. Splits through two and then three defenders, and she's earned more free throws. She drives so aggressively to the lane when she senses an opening. And Cook will be rewarded once again. You don't shoot over 90 free throws in a year without some aggression inside. And Cook, her high-flying first attempt, is up and through. Second one on the way, and she rattles this one home. Carroll with five of their seven coming from the free throw line in the first 4 minutes of the first quarter. They lead 7-2. After a 2-0 lead for the Blue Jays, the Tigers have gone on a 7-0 run. Trying to snap a seven-game losing streak are the Tigers. At the beginning of the year, they topped Bondurant, Farrar, and Ballard that first week or so of the new year, and they have yet to win since. They get to play Ballard again on Friday. They're hoping a couple wins here late in the regular season can get them back on track in time for the 3A playoffs. A long two from the right wing, rebounded by Jersey Spohr after the miss, and that pass is in traffic, intended for Chloe Cook. It's intercepted by Tierra Berggren. She's chased down from behind and gets rid of it to Morgan Muller. Muller one-on-one with Jersey Spohr, the Tigers in a man defense. Left wing three, Tenley Freed, and the sophomore knocks down her team-leading 23rd three of the year, and it's 7-5. That'll snap that 7-0 advantage for the Tigers after the 2-0 deficit. Jersey Spohr to the right wing. 2:55 to go, first quarter. High school basketball tonight on KCIM. I'm Nick Brinks in the Gatorade broadcast booth. Sadie Kelly steps into a double team. To the corner, Jersey Spohr's three. Too strong. Willow Feld is there to clean it up, but the putback is just a little too strong, and that's one of those baskets that probably is made 99 out of 100 times, and it just didn't go down for Feld, and the Blue Jays will take it back. Muller at the other end, drives to the baseline, and she steps out of bounds by a good foot or so. And that referee along the sideline there, over on the baseline, saw that easily. Chris Stimson, former Peyton Sherdan boys basketball coach back in the day, one of the officials here tonight. Good to see him. 2:20 remaining, opening quarter. Carroll leading by two, now facing some full court pressure from Bondurant Farrar. Analia Ayala, she has it in front of that Blue Jay logo as the clock ticks down under 2:10. Left open, right wing three from Allie Cook, and that'll be tipped back into play on the rebound by the Blue Jays, who go back to work with a chance to tie or take the lead. 2 minutes left, first quarter. 7-5 Tigers. Finley McDowell, the sophomore, splits through the two defenders of Kelly and Ayala. Now she spins, looks to the top. Kaylee Hansen one-on-one with Allie Cook. Ball is loose, picked up by Addison Brown. She spins into the lane, looks, finds nobody open, spins and puts up the shot from the free throw stripe. Allie Cook's there for a rebound, and the Tigers have it back 90 seconds to go, opening quarter. here on KCIM. Left elbow look for Chloe Cook. Inside wide open. Oh, my goodness. Ayala, she had nobody in the lane with her, but the pass was too high, and it's off her fingertips out of bounds. A chance at an easy bucket. That play came together very nicely. The pass just wasn't there execution-wise, and Carroll will turn it over. Bondurant Farrar with 80 seconds to go first quarter. Morgan Muller drives inside and travels with it, trying to drive in for a high layup. Blue Jays will bring Tierra Berggren back onto the floor for Carroll. They've got the Cooks, Ayala, Feld, and Kelly. They're five on the floor. Ayala as well. She's in the backcourt. Now a toss to the right wing, Sadie Kelly. Back to the top, Ayala steps to her left, dribbles, finds Willow Feld, open for three off the back iron. Rebound tipped out of bounds by the Blue Jays, last touched by the junior Libby Weston. And Ayala will head to the stripe, the baseline stripe, that is, to inbound with a minute to go. Carroll gets the ball back. Underneath, they go to Chloe Cook. She rolls it right back over to Ayala, who was going to be open for a layup. But that roll pass from left side of the lane to right rolled over the end line and out of bounds. So the Tigers turn it over again. At the other end, Addison Brown, she's in the lane. A kick out to Weston in the left wing. Toss right side, Tierra Berggren. Driving on Ayala, double teamed. Shot off the glass, no good. A little bit of a hook shot. Rebound by Allie Cook. Thought about taking it all the way in. Retreats at the free throw line, and now they'll set up the offense. Feld in the right wing. Working against this 2-3 zone, the Tigers work inside with Cook. High steps inside, gets her own rebound. High off the glass, no good. Now Chloe gets it ripped out of her hands. And back the other way, the Blue Jays with Tierra Berggren into a double team. Knocked away by Chloe Cook, but it's picked up by the Blue Jays. Shot off the glass in the rim, no good. Willow Feld comes away. 7 seconds left, first quarter. Tigers by two. Inside with Cook. Heaves it off the window. Did not have the greatest look. Was hoping for a foul. She did not get it. We are through one. A low-scoring first quarter. 7-5. Carroll on top. We go to the second quarter in 1 minute. You're listening to KCIM.
From empty stands to cheering fans, Carroll County Solid Waste would like to remind our area athletes, coaches, and spectators that it takes teamwork to keep our communities clean and safe. Like most sporting events, a trip through the concession stand for our favorite snacks, drinks, and sweets is a must. But being mindful of what we do with our leftover waste also matters. Cans and bottles should always go into recycling containers, and empty food packages should be disposed of in the trash. Whether on the field or on the court, we wish all area teams a safe and successful season. For Carroll County Solid Waste, delivering environmental services together.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your farm deserves.
For details, contact Nicole Unken at Nicole Unken Agency. Call 712-792-1262.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Back in Bondurant, we go to the second quarter, and we are 8 minutes in. Nobody has made it to 8 points yet. It's 7-5. Carroll with a two-point lead. They scored seven straight after the Blue Jays took an early 2-0 lead, scoring on their first possession. Then the Blue Jays went cold. Carroll hit five of their 7 points from the free throw line, and then Tenley Freed hit the last bucket of the quarter with a couple minutes left, a three for the Blue Jays. They have a chance to tie their opening possession. It'll be tipped out, last touched by Allie Cook as she fought for a rebound. And the Blue Jays will have it underneath their own basket. 7:40 remaining in the first half. Mackey Motors Halftime Show is on the way. We are live in the Gatorade broadcast booth tonight with Kaylee Hansen one-on-one with Allie Cook. And she wins that battle, gets to the glass, and lays it in for two. First basket for their leading scorer this season. And we are tied at seven for the first time here this evening. And Carroll will lose it in the front court on a pass to the left wing through the hands. And the Blue Jays will take it back. 7:20 remaining until halftime. 7-all. Blue Jay basketball. Left to right, Tenley Freed. Cut inside with Muller, rather Berggren. She was open when the pass was made. She was not open when the pass was about to be caught. And Carroll comes away with the loose ball. At the top, it's Ayala to the left side with Jersey Spohr. Tosses to Kelly. She'll drift to her right. Looks to hand it off to Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard. Lobs to the top. Jersey Spohr. This 2-3 zone for the Blue Jays has been quick to cover anything that Carroll had remotely open. And the Blue Jays come away with a loose ball. Carroll put it on the floor. And they've got a chance to take the lead. Kaylee Hansen will do so. A little four-footer straight in front of the rim. She goes back-to-back to tie it and now take the lead. It's 9-7. A couple lead changes in this one. Jersey Spohr hands it off in front of the timeline to Analia Ayala. Driving inside, kick down to the corner. Sadie Kelly open for three, and she splashes it home. Just her third made three this season. Puts Carroll back on top by a score of 10-9 here in the second quarter. 6 minutes left. Blue Jays in the right wing with a handoff to Libby Weston. To Tierra Berggren, the junior. Tosses right, finding Freed. Hit a three earlier, misses here, and it's knocked back into play, and it will be tossed off the shoe of the, I believe, Allie Cook. One of the Blue Jays had a hand on it. I think it was Libby Weston, and she was able to propel it off of Cook's shoe before it went out of bounds. So the Blue Jays will get possession back, 14 on the shot clock. 5:44 left, quarter number two. Bounce pass to Tenley Freed. Hand off to Brown toward the free throw line. Pivoting, spinning, inside, looking for Berggren. Short shot, rebounded by Hansen. Put back up and through. And Hansen, after an 0-for first quarter, she's got six here in the second. And now the last three buckets have all been lead changes. 11-10. Carroll trailing by one with Willow Feld in the right wing. Tossed to the corner with Schmidt-Hubbard. High pass to the top. Through her hands, but Jersey Spohr corrals it. Now Ayala looks up and sees 12 on the shot clock. They've yet to get it inside this possession. Off to Schmidt-Hubbard, a right wing three. Off the back of the rim, out no good. Rebounded by both teams, and the jump ball will favor Carroll. 4:57 left here in quarter number two, and I'm sure I will jinx it, but we have only seen two fouls in this one so far, both coming on Bondurant Ferrar in the first quarter. They're letting him play, and it's been clean. Ayala right wing, down to the corner, Schmidt-Hubbard. She's open for three, skips off the right side of the rim, rebounded by Morgan Muller, and the Blue Jays take it left to right. Muller to the right wing, finds a seam, wants to go coast to coast. Can't finish, though. Maddie Martin's got the offensive board. Kick out to Brown. Inside, right elbow, spin move, floater, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Willow Feld comes away with it. 4.5 remaining second quarter. Carroll down by one. Number one, Jersey Spohr with it. Toss to Feld, right wing. A look inside off the fingertips of Cook. The pass was too high. And it's taken by Tenley Freed on the steal. Muller out front for the Bondurant Ferrar Blue Jays. High pass left side. Corner, Berggren, travel as she steps inside for a layup. After a little break, Sadie Kelly and Allie Cook are both back into the lineup. Ayala and Schmidt-Hubbard will come out for the Carroll Tigers. They will join Chloe Cook, Jersey Spohr, and Willow Feld on the floor. Again, the Tigers are without usual starter Bella Lou tonight, dealing with an ankle injury. 4 minutes to play in the first half here on KCIM, 1380 AM and 95.1 FM. 11-10, left wing three. Jersey Spohr knocks it home. 13 for her this season. She and Bella Lou, the primary three-point threats. They are without Lou, as I mentioned, so Spohr says, I've got to step up, and she does. Five lead changes already. The last four buckets have all been for lead changes. Now at the other end with a 13-11 lead. Carroll has it. Bondurant Ferrar will try to jump on the loose ball, and Willow Feld will pick up a foul. It'll be Carroll's first of the day. And that foul comes with 3:30 remaining in quarter number two. Thanks so much for joining me tonight on KCIM. I'm Nick Brinks in the Gatorade broadcast booth. Still trying to get over some sickness over the last couple of weeks. Not quite back to 100%. I feel great, but the voice is not quite back to where it needs to be. So we're getting through still with a little DayQuil and cough drops and things like that. In the meantime, Blue Jays throw it out of bounds, and Carroll will take it after the turnover. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Carroll with a two-point lead. Chloe Cook, left side of the lane, drives inside, and she'll lay it in for her first basket of the game. Found an opening in that stingy 2-3 zone. Now the Blue Jays out front. The pass is deflected, and it's picked up by Willow Feld. Give her the steal. 15-11. Tigers outscoring Bondurant Farrar here in the quarter by a couple. 8-6. And we've got a whistle and a foul on the Blue Jay defense. We'll see free throws coming for Allie Cook. She's already been at the line several times tonight. And this will be Maddie Martin picking up her first foul. Still only four fouls in the game so far. Two here in the quarter, one each way. Allie Cook misses the first of two free throws. She is 3 for 5 tonight, and she will shoot one more as she is 64% on the year coming into the contest. This one was too strong, and I think she went early over the line, and it wasn't going to be good anyway. So it'll be Bondurant for our basketball, second quarter, 2:32 left. As Jersey's four is stretching over on the sideline after she got subbed out a moment ago. Ayala reaches up, steals the pass right out of the hands of the passer. And Ayala will lead the offense now to the other end. 2:13 left, Carroll by four. Inside with Chloe Cook. Back down to the corner, Sadie Kelly for three. That's off the side of the rim. Tipped around by Chloe Cook. Willow Feld comes back away with it. Back to Chloe in the right elbow. Kelly in the corner. She's hit a three earlier today. Will miss here, and Allie Cook fights for the offensive glass. Another chance on the possession. Chloe Cook's at the free throw line. Pass into traffic. Intended for Ayala, but there were three white jerseys, and they win that battle. Blue Jays back left to right, trailing by four in the final 2 minutes of this first half. Blue Jays almost throw it away, but Addison Brown is able to come back to the basketball. She'll drive, kick out to the corner right side. Finley McDowell bounces it inside, looks again for Brown. Cook tips it away. Brown picks it back up, shot clock down to single digits. Hansen from the free throw line. She's had a good second quarter, but she'll be a little long on this one. Back iron out, no good. Chloe Cook's got the board. Just over a minute to go, opening half here. Girls basketball on KCIM, this final Raccoon River Conference matchup between the Carroll Tigers and the Bondurant Farrar Blue Jays. Ayala open in the corner, left side, three, rolls around the rim, no good. Allie Cooks got free throws coming. Her rebound and put back was no good, but got hit on the wrist. 53 seconds left, and she'll shoot more from the charity stripe, courtesy of Libby Weston. Two fouls now for the Blue Jays in the quarter. Plenty to go. But Cook's struggling at the free throw line right now. She's just 3 of 7. She misses the first. And she's got one more coming as the Blue Jays make a couple substitutions. Allie Cook will try to get back to 50% for the day. Won't get it, but Chloe Cook's got her back. She's got the rebound. She's in the right corner. Back to Allie Cook. Open for three. Lets it fly. Back iron out. No good. Feld got a fingertip on it, tipped around, but it's rebounded by Libby Weston, and the Blue Jays take it back. 38 seconds left, 8 seconds separating shot and game clock as Freed goes to the right side of the lane and is thwarted. Blue Jays toss it back to the left wing. Berggren with a jump ball. She and Chloe Cook will get tied up. So that'll give the possession arrow back to Carroll. 25 seconds left here in this first half. That could come in handy to begin the third quarter. Blue Jays will keep possession here, and they will lob it in to Kaylee Hansen. She's got 6 of their 11 all coming in the second quarter, and the Blue Jays will go to the free throw line. Hansen got fouled on the way up. fouled by Chloe Cook, her first. And Hansen missed an and one earlier. She'll shoot two here with 24 seconds left. The Blue Jays trail it 15-11. They'll try to cut it to a one-score game, and she does so. 55% at the line this year for Hansen. 9.5 points, just under 6 rebounds a game, and put up 11 points in a win over Boone on Friday night. Free throw was no good. And it will be Carroll basketball as they blow the whistle and let them inbound. Cook to Ayala. They'll get it across the timeline now with 20 seconds left. Shot clock is off. Carroll with a 3-point lead. They led 7-5 going into the second quarter. They lead 15-12 right now here in the final seconds. At the top, Allie Cook, three on the way. A little short, got a roll. No good. Rebound for the Blue Jays, and we've got a foul. I think Carroll picks up a quick foul here. Sadie Kelly will foul for the first time. And the Blue Jays will have 5 seconds left. Down by three in the second quarter. Hansen looks out front for an open Muller, driving at the layup, or driving for the layup, and she gets hit from behind. Missed the shot, but free throw's coming with just under a second to go. And Kelly fouls at this end as well. Morgan Muller, averaging about 6 points a game. She'll shoot two, and she knocks the first of two down. 60% shooter from the free throw line this year. 0.8 on the clock, 15-13. Carroll by two. Blue Jays will get it down to one here. Carroll should have possession for the second half. Inbound pass to Cook. She'll heave it away and come up empty. We have made it to the end of quarter number two. The Blue Jays outscore Carroll by one in the quarter. They put up 9, and Carroll puts up 8. It is 15-14, and we've already seen 5 lead changes so far with Carroll on top by 1 in a low-scoring game. 1-point game going into halftime. Mackey Motors Halftime Show is next. Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. I'm Nick Brinks in the Gatorade broadcast booth, and we are back in Bondurant after this.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Thinking about your future? The DMAC Carroll campus is a smart choice. Get a quality education at an affordable price, close to home. Join student organizations, meet new friends, and get involved. You'll find supportive staff guiding you every step of the way and expert faculty ready to share their knowledge and real-world experience. Kickstart your education today at the Carroll DMAC campus. Call 712-792-1755. DMAC, life's calling.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
UTV
RVs have been around for over 20 years, but they're still evolving, and with them now being legal on Iowa roads, usage has evolved as well. Whether you're commuting to work, gravel traveling with friends, or hitting the most beautiful riding spots in the country, Olson's Outdoor Power has the right Polaris, Can-Am, or Kawasaki for you. On top of that, we have the turn signals, mirrors, and tires to make your UTV more comfortable and safer. Stop by today at Olson's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop, with locations in Atlantic and Cary.
For over 50 years, Pringer Slumberland has been your trusted destination for all things furniture and flooring. Hi, it's Matt Pringer, third generation in our family-owned business. We understand the importance of creating spaces where memories are made and cherished. Our commitment to quality craftsmanship, personalized service, and unbeatable value has made us a staple in the community. Pringer Slumberland is more than just a furniture store. We're part of your community. And when you shop with us, you're not just furnishing your home, you're investing in the livelihood of your neighbors. Pringer Slumberland, Highway 30 West in Carroll.
Welcome you once again to Bondurant, home of Bondurant for our high school and this Raccoon River Conference girls and boys basketball doubleheader tonight on 1380 KCIM and 95.1 FM. Back and forth, low scoring in the first half. It is 15-14 Carroll after one. Most points anybody scored in a quarter so far was 9 by the Blue Jays in the second quarter. Jersey Spore led Carroll with 5 points. She hit one of their two threes in the day, in the game so far. Sadie Kelly hit the other. She's got three. Analia Ayala, two. Chloe Cook, two. Allie Cook, three. From the free throw line, Carroll has struggled. They have gone just 5 for 10 after getting there quite a bit. For Bondurant Farrar, Kaylee Hansen, all of her points came in the second quarter. She's got 7 to lead the Blue Jays. Tinley Freed hit a first quarter three. Addison Brown and Morgan Muller each with a couple points, and they are 3 for 5 from the free throw line. They have hit 1-3 tonight. Let's take a look at the Raccoon River Conference standings as Carroll is on their way to the Hawkeye 10 for next year. They sit 8th out of 9 in the conference standings. They are 3-9, just ahead of Boone, who has one win in conference play. That came over Carroll last week. At the top of the heap, you've got the number 5 ranked Carlisle Wildcats in Class 4A. They are undefeated this year. They sit alone at the top of the standings, and they've got North Polk hot on their heels, though, winners of 10 straight. They're 10-1 in the conference, 15-2 overall, and they've got to play one more time. ADM is third at 10-3, and then you've got a cluster right in the middle with Gilbert 6-6 in fourth. Bondurant Farrar's fifth at 5-7. Ballard 4-8, Winterset 4-9, Carroll down in eighth, as I mentioned, at 3-11. So those are your Raccoon River Conference standings as we look ahead, and we look forward to the postseason brackets being unveiled here before too long. I believe we should start seeing those trickle out later in the week, hopefully. Carroll's down in 3A this year, so hopefully we get Carroll's postseason path in the first batch. I know for boys basketball, 3A and 4A typically come out a little bit later than 1A and 2A. On the girls' side, we should see 1A, 2A, and 3A at least come out hopefully very soon. I believe Carroll's postseason path should begin on Valentine's Day, Saturday the 14th. That is when the 2A and 3A playoffs will open. 1A will get underway on the 12th, and then all of the boys' playoffs should begin on Monday the 16th, unless you're in one of those kind of 9-10 seed games playing in Class 1A on the Friday the 13th to advance into the rest of the bracket. One of my favorite times of year when we get to the basketball playoffs. I just love the thrill of getting out to call about 4 games in 5 or 6 days, and over the course of 2 weeks I might call 10 games in 14 days, something like that. It's a rush, it's a thrill, and I'm looking forward to hopefully having a lot of our teams making some deep playoff runs this year. It's the Mackey Motors Halftime Show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Let's look ahead for the rest of this season. Carroll has another road matchup coming up on Friday, not far from here. They'll be in Huxley at Ballard. I will have that broadcast for you on Kick 106.7. And then they will host Denison Schleswig on Saturday, face Gilbert on Monday, and then they've got North Polk 1 week from tonight to wrap up their regular season. So the three of their final four games are conference games with Dennis and Schleswig, a future conference foe beginning next year. And for Bondurant Farrar, they get a take on Carlisle at the top of the conference standings, number 5 in Class 4A. They get to play them for the second time this year coming up on Thursday. They're at North Polk on Friday. That'll do it for your Mackey Motors halftime show. In our postgame show tonight, we will name our Culver's Player of the Game. Celebrating 40 years in business and 13 years in Carroll, Culver's, welcome to Delicious. Leading scorer for the Carroll Tigers right now, 5 of their 15 have come from Jersey Spore.
For 75 years, Gretiman & Associates have been part of the Carroll story. We've helped families find their forever homes, guided business owners towards their dreams, and protected what matters most with insurance you can count on. Real estate and insurance has changed over the past 75 years. With insurance specifically over the past 5 years, we've added new companies for both personal and commercial insurance. If your insurance premiums or coverage are not what you want it to be, stop by or give us a call and we can see if we can help. Thank you for letting Gretiman & Associates be part of your lives for the past 75 years. We are looking forward to the next 75.
Looking to boost your brand? Topgolf makes it easy with custom online stores for businesses, sports teams, and organizations. Enhance your brand visibility with a tailor-made store showcasing your logo, colors, and design. Enjoy endless customization options. Choose styles, colors, and add your unique touch to every product. Plus, their streamlined ordering system ensures a smooth experience for you and your customers. Elevate your brand with Topgolf in downtown Carroll or visit toplofclothing.com and start building your online store today.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company has been proud to help our communities grow. With 4 convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Odebolt, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Dirks with St. Anthony Orthopedics here in Carroll. Today I would like to talk about the Mako robot that we have here at St. Anthony's. We are very lucky to have it here. There's approximately only 5 to 10 in the entire state. The Mako robot is groundbreaking technology. It allows us to tackle more complex hip and knee replacements here at St. Anthony's. Here at St. Anthony's, we have a dedicated joint replacement program with nursing staff, physical therapy, and nursing coordinators to help guide you along the way. If you have any questions regarding hip, knee, and shoulder pain, please contact us at St. Anthony Orthopedics.
Always. Always look to the cross, always St. Anthony.
We are once again live in Bondurant tonight. I am Nick Brinks in the Gatorade broadcast booth. Gatorade distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Thanks to Mackey Motors for sponsoring our halftime show tonight, as they always do, and your pregame show, and your upcoming postgame show as well. And if you know anything about pregame shows, postgame shows, halftime shows, it is the biggest day of the year coming up on Sunday. Longest pregame show of the year, most watched halftime show of the year, and then postgame coverage will probably go late into the night. You got your Super Bowl, your Seahawks, and your Patriots. I've got no dog in the fight. I'm a Dolphins fan. I never have a dog in the fight in the playoffs. But I'll root for the Seahawks this year. We're ready to get this one underway in the second half. Carroll with a one-point lead. 5 first-half lead changes. They'll begin with the basketball and a pass inside to Chloe Cook to the right wing. Jersey's 4. It was deflected. She gets it back. Steps to her right, down in the corner. Looks up top. Pass to Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard. To Allie Cook in the left wing. Cook finds Spore, open 3, right wing on the way. It'll skip off the rim, no good. Allie Cook tries to tip it back into play, but it's rebounded by Hansen. Back the other way, left wing 3 to take the lead for the Blue Jays. It's in and out. Last touch by Cook, tipped out on the rebound, and the Blue Jays will keep it as Cook and Hansen got to the ball first, and Cook touches it last. 1-point lead for the Carroll Tigers just underway here in quarter number 3. Live in Bondurant tonight on KCIM, 1380 AM and 95.1 FM. Thanks so much for joining me in the Gatorade broadcast booth for this final Carroll-Bondurant-Farrar Raccoon River Conference game for girls basketball. Inside with Hansen, shot blocked. I think Spore actually was able to get her hands on it. She's got a big smile on her face as she takes it down the floor. Handoff to Analia Ayala, far sideline. She'll dribble toward the center. Now left wing, Allie Cook. Bounce pass to Chloe Cook, but it's deflected, intercepted, and Berggren finds Muller. Layup at the other end, too strong, and tipped. And last touched by Allie Cook, unable to hang on for the rebound. Muller was wide open for the layup, but just did not have enough touch on it. And it rolls off, but they get the ball back. 6:50 left, third quarter. No score since halftime. Still Carroll 15, Bondurant Farrar 14. Tenley Freed. Hands off to Addison Brown. Bounce pass to Hansen at the right elbow. One-on-one with Chloe Cook. And it's knocked away, but the Blue Jays pick it back up. Brown lets it fly from the right elbow. Rebound for Allie Cook. After the miss, toss out front. Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard in the right wing. Scoreless first half for her. She bounces it inside for Chloe Cook. Chloe steps up, puts up the little four-foot floater baseline look for Chloe, and she's got her second basket of the day. 4 points, three-point lead, 17-14 Tigers. 6:12 left in the third. Driving layup from Muller. This time she cashes in. Just enough touch on it. And she's got four in the day, in the game as well. 2 minutes into the third. Carroll basketball, they lead by one. Jersey Spore looks for Chloe Cook. Allie Cook, rather. It's deflected. Back out to Allie. Corner three. Ayala on its way, and she gets Ayala all of it. First field goal from Ayala tonight. She knocks down the three to go along with a couple free throws. She and Jersey's four now each have five for the Tigers. Tipped ball inside, intercepted by Allie Cook. Now Carroll back to work with a four-point lead. To the left wing, Jersey's four thought about the three. Finds Ayala in the left corner. Ayala not open, thought about a contested three, thinks better of it. Jersey Spore's open at the other end. Right side, corner three. Spore's got her second of the day, and she's got a team high eight for the Tigers. It's a 7-point lead, largest of the day for Carroll, and that'll bring on a Bondurant for our timeout taken by Kelly Obley. We will take 1-2, and you're listening to KCIM's coverage of girls basketball. Carroll with a 23-16 lead mid-third quarter.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used, aftermarket, and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
After the timeout, we are back. Bondurant Farrar will earn free throws. They go underneath with Tenley Freed, and she gets fouled on the way up by Jersey Spore. And it's the Blue Jays' sixth and seventh free throw attempts of the day coming up. And it'll be, I believe, Tenley Freed at the free throw line. Yes, it is. And her first free throw attempt for the game is good. She hasn't gotten to the line a whole lot this year. She's just 4 of 8 now. And she's 5 of 9. She gets both to fall. Carroll has scored 8 points in 3 minutes since halftime, after scoring 8 in the second quarter and 7 in the first quarter. So an offensive explosion for Carroll here early in the third. Left wing look for Jersey Spore. Shot clock already down to 17. She finds Ayala. Ayala dribbles, bounces it to Willow Feld, who's back in the lineup. Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard in the right wing. Looks to the top. Jersey Spore hands it off to Ayala. Shot clock down to 7. Looks up, finds Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard, right wing 3. It's short off the rim, and it's rebounded by Morgan Muller. Shot clock horn goes off well after it hit the rim, and it's back the other way. Freed inside the free throw line, spins around Willow Feld and puts it up for 2. And she's got 7 for the Blue Jays. Tenley Freed, the sophomore. 23-20 as the Blue Jays go back-to-back here. Willow Feld, left corner, looks to the top, finds Jersey Spore. She'll survey the defense. Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard's in the right wing. To Ayala in the right corner. Ayala with 5 points in the game. Hit a 3 coming out of halftime. Tossed into the backcourt. It's picked up by the Blue Jays. Willow Feld fouls on the layup attempt. And Morgan Muller will shoot a couple free throws. Second foul for the freshman Feld today. And that seven-point lead has evaporated down to three, and a chance to get down to one or two here for Muller and the Blue Jays, but she comes up empty on the first of two. She's got 4 points. Allie Cook, after a break, she's back out there. Analia Ayala will sub out. Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard as well. Sadie Kelly comes in for the Tigers as well. 3:51 to go in the third quarter here on KCIM Girls Basketball on this Tuesday evening. Thanks so much for joining me as Muller hits the second free throw. It's a two-point game. Allie Cook right wing. Surveys. Looks for jerseys for left wing. Still working against this 2-3 zone of the Blue Jays. Kick down to Feld, right corner, three on the way, and everything opened up for her, and she knocks it down. Her second three-pointer of the season, and that'll open the lead back to a five-point advantage. Blue Jays with Freed left wing. She'll look to answer. Too strong. Off the rim, and Hansen and Cook fight for the rebound. Chloe Cook wins that battle. Hansen a little slow to get up. She's up now. Allie Cook popped out of her hands, right over to Jersey Spore in the left wing. To the top, Feld. Feld looks, finds Kelly. Kelly drifts to her right, finds Allie Cook. Allie Cook inside, looking for Chloe Cook, but that open lane that she saw closed quickly, and it's intercepted. Muller, bounce pass right side over to Weston, and now it's Tenley Freed in the right wing. She'll work on Allie Cook, spins into the lane, drives, and blocked by Allie Cook. Clean block for Allie, and it's back the other way, but she gets it plucked away. Chloe picks it up, and now Coach Cook will call a timeout. They had Sadie Kelly wide open behind Chloe, but she didn't see her. Her teammates were pointing at her to get it over there, but Coach Cook will use the timeout since that did not look like it was developing as she was hoping. 2:34 to go after the turnover, and we're back after this on KCIM. Carroll by five, they've got the ball.
Hi, this is Shelley Deal, physician assistant, and I'm excited to be back in Carroll and join the team of physicians at McFarland Clinic Carroll. I look forward to providing you and your family with extraordinary care. I am providing same-day and next-day appointments for patients of all ages for acute care, chronic care, women's health, physicals, and routine follow-ups. For more information, call the McFarland Clinic Family Medicine Office in Carroll at 712-792-1500 or visit McFarlandClinic.com.
You are listening to 1380 KCIM and 95.1 FM. I'm Nick Brinks. You can find us online at sports.1380kcim.com. Inbound pass. Allie to Chloe, right back to a wide open Allie Cook at the rim, and she's got her first field goal of the night. They drew that up well in the timeout and execute it perfectly, and it's a seven-point lead once again. Blue Jays at the other end try to fight inside. Freed has a shot missed, but they get the offensive rebound. Now Muller will drive, and she gets fouled as she drives for a layup. Foul on the floor. And this will be Sadie Kelly picking up her third, I believe. Blue Jay basketball, right back to a seven-point game. 2:09 left in the third. Morgan Muller lobs it to the right wing, and she finds Finley McDowell. Now underneath to Freed over Allie Cook, and she wins that matchup. Puts it off the glass and in. 28-23, under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Carroll has a five-point lead. Jersey Spore, leading scorer for Carroll today with eight to Allie Cook. Bounce pass inside Chloe Cook. Now Chloe, triple teamed, drives inside, finds Allie, gets it knocked away, and it's Maddie Martin with the steal. Bondurant for our back right to left. Heading into the front court with Muller. Steps to the free throw line, steps back, one-on-one with Kelly. Now a handoff to Martin, to Freed. She's in the right wing. A lob to the top, Libby Weston. To the left side, Finley McDowell. They've got a lot of bench players out there right now. Three off the rim, rebounded by Jersey Spore. A minute 15 to go in the third. In our postgame show, we'll name our Culver's Player of the Game. Celebrating 40 years in business, 13 years in Carroll. Culver's welcome to Delicious. Willow Feld finds Jersey Spore. Now she'll trace the perimeter. Right side and right through the hands of Sadie Kelly. The pass is out of bounds. Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard and Analia Ayala will check back into the lineup for Jersey Spore and Sadie Kelly. Turnover will give Bondurant Farrar the basketball. They'll have the full length of the floor with a minute to go here in the third. 28-23. Tigers have put up 13 points in the quarter. They put up 15 points in the first half. Floating hook shot on its way. Good for Madison Brown from 6 feet out. 45 seconds left. 3-point game once again. Carroll leading 28-25. Allie Cook to the corner. Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard surveys. Finds Feld back near the Blue Jay logo at half court. Ayala pump fakes. Now directs traffic. Steps back toward the left wing and back toward the half court stripe. Down in the corner. Schmidt-Hubbard looks for Allie Cook. Nobody open there. Ayala to Feld at the top. Shot clock down to six. Feld finds Ayala. She's gonna have to find a seam here. Looks for Chloe Cook, and they will not get that pass in time. Buzzer fires as that one was landing in the hands of Chloe Cook, so that will be a possession that Coach Cook won't be happy with. 10 seconds left in the third. 3-point lead for Carroll. They've led by as many as seven a couple times here in his third quarter. Blue Jays will bring Morgan Muller back in to run point here for this final possession of the third quarter. It's been a close one so far. Five lead changes. Nobody's led by more than two at the end of a quarter. Carroll by three right now. The Blue Jays drive inside, kick to the corner. They'll have a chance to tie. Freed, three on the way. Back iron out, no good. And it's a 28-25 Carroll lead as we head to the fourth quarter. You're listening to KCIM's coverage of Raccoon River Conference girls basketball. Back after this on KCIM.
This is Wes Nordquist from Avila Bank. At Avila Bank, we know that success in agriculture doesn't happen overnight. It's planted, nurtured, and harvested with planning, care, and patience. Whether you're expanding your operation, upgrading your equipment, or planning for the next generation, we're here to support you with the right tools, the right financing, and a partner who understands rural life. Because your farm is more than a business. It's a way of life. Come visit us today and let's talk about how we can help your farm grow stronger, smarter, and more secure. Avila Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS 108.
When it comes to sports injuries and pain, call the specialist at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic. Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning. Dr. Suffy and Dr. Janning work closely with area athletes and teams in providing effective treatment and rehabilitation of sports-related injury. For optimal sports performance, call Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, 792-6026. Or stop by their clinic at 1420 Highway 71 North in Carroll. Proud sponsors of all area teams.
Thanks for joining me tonight in Bondurant. I am Nick Brink in the Gatorade broadcast booth. Gatorade distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Fourth quarter, here we go. Nobody's led by more than seven tonight. Carroll has led the majority of the ball game. Five lead changes, just one tie. Bondurant Farrar throws it away on their opening possession, but it was tipped by Carroll on the way out of bounds. And we will have the Blue Jays inbounding underneath their own basket here. Blue Jay basketball, first possession of the quarter, and it's knocked away. Inbound pass to Hansen, stripped by Kelly, and Carroll's defense wins the first battle of this fourth quarter war. Jersey Spohr at the top. Left wing toss to Ayala. Ayala, she gets it swatted away, and it's knocked out of bounds by Finley McDowell. 7.5 to go. Anyone's ball game so far. As we have been back and forth in this one, that second quarter saw four lead changes itself. Carroll led the whole third quarter. Inbound pass to the corner. Allie Cook to Ayala. Back to the right wing. Jersey Spohr gets a defender to jump. Back in the right wing, dribbles behind the back. One-on-one with Muller. Lob to the left wing for Ayala. Ayala inside Allie Cook. Double team down to the corner. Jersey Spohr open for three, and she gets it to go. Third three from Spohr tonight, and she's the first player into double figures for either team to put Carroll up by six. Bondurant Farrar kicks to the corner. We've got a whistle and a foul before the three. And this Tiger foul will be on Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard, her first of the day. Chloe Cook was off the floor to start the quarter. She'll come in for Allie Cook. Both have been fairly quiet today. Chloe Cook, 4 points. Allie Cook, 5 points. Blue Jays will inbound. 7 minutes to go. 31-25. Inside with Hansen. One-on-one with Ayala, and she knocks it free. We've got a jump ball, and it will go back to Carroll here with 6:48 to play. Tigers by six in this final Bondurant-Farrar and Carroll-Raccoon River Conference matchup. They'll get to say the same thing Friday at Ballard. They'll get to play Gilbert one more time, North Polk one more time before the end of the regular season. Sadie Kelly, bounce pass inside Chloe Cook. High dribble to the right wing for Jersey Spore. She's been the hot shooter tonight for Carroll. Ayala steps up, lobs it to the left wing for Kelly. It was defended well. Schmidt-Hubbard picks up the loose ball. Shot clock's down to 12. Spore in the right wing. Left side, Schmidt-Hubbard. Corner, Kelly. Drives in, kicks to the top, and it's intended for Spore, but it's stolen away. Muller with the finish for two and an and one. She got fouled by Spore. Drives for the left-handed layup. Chance at a three-point play to cut the lead in half. 31-27, 6:13 to go. Carroll's on top. Allie Cook back in. Sadie Kelly subs out. And it'll be Muller at the line. 3 for 4 today. Carroll with just the 1-3 so far here in the quarter from Spore. And one, no good. Chloe Cook's got the rebound, but a jump ball. Hansen jumps in there. And it goes right back to Bondurant-Farrar. So this possession has already scored a couple points. They didn't convert the and one, but they got a chance at maybe an and couple. And triple, we'll see. They'll inbound it, but it's stolen by Ayala. She jumps in front and turns it away. Big possession there for the Blue Jays that they weren't able to take advantage of. Now can Carroll capitalize? A left wing look for Jersey Spore. She's got three threes today. Carroll with six. The Blue Jays with just one back in the first quarter. 5:45 to go here, and Cook is shoved out of bounds. She and Kaylee Hansen collide, and that'll be the first foul on the Blue Jays here in the final quarter. Hansen with her first today to go along with 7 points. She's their leading scorer, just under 10 per game. All seven of her points came in the second quarter. 31-27, 5:45 to go here on KCIM. Fourth quarter, girls basketball. Lob inside for Schmidt-Hubbard, but it's tipped out by the Blue Jays. They had a chance if they could have kept that one in play for a breakaway layup, but it's tipped out of bounds. Schmidt-Hubbard will inbound along the near sideline. Looking for Ayala back at the Blue Jay logo. She gets it to her cleanly. Ayala drifts left around Muller to the corner for Spore. Right wing, Schmidt-Hubbard. Down to Ayala, pump fake in the corner right side. Dribbles up to the wing, double teamed. Looks for Allie Cook, hit from behind and fouled by Tenley Freed. So the possession has picked up two Blue Jay fouls on the defense. Fresh shot clock, 5:27 to go. Carroll still leading by four. They've led since the second quarter, where we saw four lead changes of the five for the game. Corner three coming from Analia Ayala. Open for three. It's in and out. Allie Cook tries to swat it back in right off the nose of Addison Brown, or the noggin. Certainly not her intention for Allie Cook, but she will take it. Carroll keeps the basketball. 5:17 to go. Inbound pass to Chloe Cook. So this possession continues. Jersey Spore open for three. Right wing off the back of the rim. No good. Pulled down on the glass by Martin, back in the right wing. Now the Blue Jays will push out front. 5 minutes to go. 4-point game. Anyone's ball game. Pass inside intended for Muller and deflected by Schmidt-Hubbard. Blue Jays will make a substitution. Libby Weston will come in for Finley McDowell. On the floor for the Tigers, you've got both Cooks, Spore, Ayala, and Schmidt-Hubbard, the five starters tonight. Inside, Brown. Addison Brown takes the inbound pass straight to the lane, and a little hook shot for two. 2-point game, 4:45 to go. Big possession for Carroll here. Their lead was six not too long ago, but four straight points for the Blue Jays have it down to just a 2-point game. Jersey Spore finds Chloe Cook at the free throw line. Turns around and finds Ayala. Shot clock at 15. Drifts to her left. Dribbles inside. Lost it. And it's out off Ayala. Nobody touched it on the way out. So the Tigers, their lead is at two, but the Blue Jays have a chance at the first tie since the second quarter. First lead change, in fact, since the second quarter. Midway through the fourth, 31-29. Blue Jays down. They've got the ball with Muller. Turns around and finds Freed at the top with Hansen. Trying to work around Cook. Retreats, hands off to West. Down in the corner. Muller, pump fakes. Steps to her left. Three on the way for the lead. In and out. Rebound. Tossed. And we've got a foul on the floor by Carroll. And I think it's on Schmidt Hubbard here. It'll be her second. 3:57 to go, and the Blue Jay possession will continue. 31-29 Tigers. Inbound pass to Brown. Drives toward the hoop, and it's blocked by Chloe Cook. Averaging three blocks a game, and that was about to be a wide-open layup. Chloe stepped in front, swats it away, and the Blue Jays will maintain possession. 3:51 to play here in the fourth. Girls basketball on KCIM. I'm Nick Brinks in the Gatorade broadcast booth. Muller lobs to the top and finds Tenley Freed. Steps to her right, looks to the lane. Hand off to Brown, just in front of Cook. Not quite able to get the block this time, and we are tied. Brown lays it in. 31 all, first tie since very early in the second quarter. Ayala bounce pass to Schmidt Hubbard right side. 3.5 to go. Cook drives inside. Alley with a charge called. Hansen hits the deck. First foul on Alley Cook. And now here in the fourth quarter, that 31-25 lead has been erased. We are knotted up at 31. And Coach Cook will call a timeout, so we'll take one too. We are back in a moment. You're listening to KCIM's coverage of Carroll Tiger basketball. It'll be Blue Jay in possession of the ball here in the final minutes, knotted up at 31 apiece.
Hi, this is Michelle from Midwest Wholesale. Your kitchen is the heart of your home, and Birch cabinets are designed to make it unforgettable. At Midwest Wholesale, we offer a stunning range of finishes, wood selections, and accessories to craft a space that's uniquely yours. With decades of experience in thousands of kitchens, bathrooms, and mudrooms designed, we're the experts you can trust to bring your vision to life. Kitchens Plus by Birch and Midwest Wholesale. How you want it, when you want it, where you want it, we deliver. Call or visit Midwest Wholesale today.
The Blue Jays have scored the last three buckets. Morgan Muller and a couple from Addison Brown since Carroll had a 31-25 lead. Blue Jays are right back in it. Second tie of the game. And the Blue Jays will have the basketball after this Carroll timeout. 3:24 to go. Bondurant Farrar hosting Carroll for perhaps the final time. Never say never, but not a non-conference game that I would expect to see Carroll schedule in the future. And for, as of right now, they're not in the same class with Carroll in 3A, Bondurant Farrar in 4A. Blue Jays have the basketball. And they'll try to drive inside. Chloe Cook tries to swat the ball away. Won't be a clean block, though. Driving effort from Tierra Berggren, and Chloe Cook will foul. It'll be her second. And we will see Tierra Berggren, the junior, shoot a couple free throws. Her first of the day. She misses the first. And she'll get one more to try to give Bondurant Farrar their third lead of the day. And she will. The second one is good. That's her first point today. Sixth lead change, under 3 minutes to go. It's a 7-0 run for the Blue Jays here in the fourth quarter. To the corner, Schmidt Hubbard. A lob to the top, almost thrown into the backcourt, but Jersey's four pulls it down. Almost. Now that could have been a huge turnover as Allie Cook drives and has her shot blocked down the left side of the lane. It'll stay with the Tigers underneath their own basket. And we'll see what they come out with here. 2:37 to go. Shot clock at 12. Number 12, corner three, Schmidt Hubbard, no good. Ayala almost came away with a Tiger rebound, but the Blue Jays end up with it. 32-31, the Blue Jays have scored the last seven. They'll drive inside with Hansen, and she loses it on the deflection by Chloe Cook. 2:22 to go, and Carroll is down by one. They're on defense. Tierra Berggren inbounds the ball. Now it's up to Muller in the left wing. She's guarded by Schmidt Hubbard. To the top with Tenley Freed. Left wing look, Berggren. Drives left side. Chloe Cook comes over to cover. And Berggren beats her to the punch. Off the glass. 3-point lead for Bondurant Farrar. It's their largest lead of the day. Tigers have been outscored 9-0 here since that early three from Spohr in the fourth. And the Tigers turn it over again. Rolled off the shoe of one of the Tigers and back the other way for Bondurant Farrar. And now Coach Obley wants a timeout. I'm sure Coach Cook is okay with that timeout. She can talk too. 1:45 to go. Blue Jays by three. 34-31. You're listening to Tiger Basketball Girls Action on KCIM.
Since 1925, Eco Water Systems has been proud to provide the Carroll area with the level of quality and service their customers deserve. Now, Dries Company could not be more excited to continue that tradition. That's right, Eco Water Systems is now Dries Company Eco Water Systems, combining two names you know and trust to provide you with the absolute best in your water needs. Dries Company Eco Water Systems. Call us today, 712-792-3434, or stop in and see us at 609 North Carroll Street. Let's solve your water issues together.
Bondurant for R34, Carroll 31. Final minutes here on KCIM. I'm Nick Brinks in the Gatorade broadcast booth. KCIM Carroll, thanks so much for joining me tonight. Carroll has led the majority of the ball game, but the sixth lead change just a moment ago from Bondurant Farrar, their third of the day. They've taken the lead. They are on top 34-31, and they've got the basketball. Missed shots and turnovers down the stretch for Carroll, and the Blue Jays have answered with some buckets. It was 31-25. Now it's 34-31. A left wing toss to Tenley Freed. Three on the way, back iron, no good. Offensive board, though, pulled down Madison Brown. Big second chance opportunity here for the Blue Jays to try to pad their lead. Freed tosses inside. Muller was about to have a wide open layup, but Chloe Cook gets a hand on it and swats that out of bounds. 1:16 to go. Shot clock at 24. Morgan Muller to inbound, the senior. And it's off the hands of Tierra Berggren, closely guarded by Ayala. And that's a big turnover. Can Carroll capitalize? They have yet to capitalize here in the last couple minutes on any opportunities the Blue Jays have given them. Big possession for Carroll with just over a minute to play, down by three. Ayala, Schmidt Hubbard, right wing. Back to Allie Cook at the top. To the right wing, Jersey Spohr. Spohr has got three threes, 11 points today. Inside to Cook, hit from behind. Chloe at the free throw line. Double teamed, looks inside, wanted to go to Ayala, but it's swatted. The path was there for a moment, and then it wasn't, and now the Blue Jays lose it out of bounds. They were in the backcourt, and Muller lost the handle on it. And Coach Cook will call timeout. So the Tigers turn it over, but they get bailed out. They get it right back, and the Tigers will talk it over. They'll have the basketball with 45 seconds left. Trailing by three, back in a moment on KCIM.
NAPA is your trusted source for automotive parts, accessories, and know-how for your car, truck, SUV, and farm equipment. We offer a complete performance machine shop, extensive tool and equipment department, and hydraulic hose while you wait. So whether it's a replacement part for your daily driver, or you're just in need for a professional machine shop, you can trust your locally owned and operated NAPA store. Make it a point to stop in and see the pros. Napa Highway 30 West in Carroll. Napa, we are so much more than a parts store.
Anxious moments here down the stretch in Bondurant. Carroll has lost seven straight games. They beat Bondurant Farrar back on the 2nd of January. One win since. They've won the last five over the Blue Jays. One of those streaks can continue, but not both of them. And Carroll's hoping to snap the losing streak and keep the winning streak going. 34-31, Carroll down by three. They just lost the lead for the first time in this second half a few minutes ago. They've got the ball, 45 seconds left. They have not scored since one of the opening possessions of the fourth quarter. They led 31-25. They'll inbound it to Allie Cook in the right wing. She gets it knocked away. Tosses it back to score on the far side from corner to corner. Too high through Spohr's hands. And it's Bondurant Farrar basketball. Tough break there for Carroll. And I believe they'll probably have to foul here. Unless they can create a turnover in the backcourt. They haven't done it yet. Looks like they'll get her in the front court, try to trap. And Bondurant Farrar will use a timeout here. Coach Obley will use one of her remaining timeouts. 27 seconds left as Carroll turns it over, down three with the basketball. And now the Blue Jays will have possession after this timeout. They'll inbound from the front court, just in front of the timeline, in front of their own bench here in just a moment. Carroll likely in a situation where, well, I guess there is 25 on the shot clock, so you do have the out. You do not have to foul quite yet. And it's still only a one-score game. Your defense has played pretty well. You've only given up 34 points today. So you've got a chance here to let it play out, but there's only 28 seconds to go. 27.6 to be exact. So again, you don't have to foul, but if they use this entire shot clock, you will be left with a couple seconds. Can they create a turnover and hit a three late? Jersey Spohr, Carroll's leading scorer. And the Blue Jays will inbound. No, I thought they were maybe going to call 5 seconds, but they get a timeout. They will do it again. 27 secons to go, and this time it's a full timeout by Bondurant Farrar. So we will take one, too. Blue Jays by three. They've got the basketball. Final half minute here on KCIM. Girls basketball for the Carroll Tigers continues next.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate for our roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
Just over 27 seconds to go. Carroll is on defense. They trail by three. You're listening to girls basketball on KCIM, 1380 AM and 95.1 FM. I'm Nick Brinks in the Gatorade broadcast booth. We've got your Mackie Motors postgame show and Culver's Player of the Game announcement coming up in a little bit. Inbound pass into the backcourt to Muller. Again, 3 seconds separate shot and game clock. Carroll will try to get the turnover. And now they will foul here. 20 seconds left. Schmidt Hubbard, I don't think she intentionally fouled. Just trying to play some hard defense. And that should send the Blue Jays to the free throw line. They are over the limit, are the Tigers. They've already got 5 fouls before that one. So now it'll be Morgan Muller, 3 for 5 at the line today. Right at her season average of 60%. Just one free throw here will make it a 2-score game. And she does that on the front end of the 2 free throws. Muller's got 8 points today and a chance to give the Blue Jays a 5-point lead. They have lost 5 straight to Carroll. Trying to change that today, and they go 2 for 2 with Muller. And now Coach Cook will use a timeout. 20 seconds to go. Carroll hit a 3 early in the fourth quarter to go up 31-25. They have not scored since. They have been outscored 11-0 down the stretch. They'll have the basketball. They'll need some offense, and they need some more defense. Timeout taken. We'll take one, too. You're listening to KCIM.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
It is not a pleasant scene here when I have to go to commercial break. I got to clear my throat. I got to cough, and we're getting through it. But when my microphone doesn't mute, it probably sounds awkward. So apologies for that going into the break. But 36-31, Carroll's down by five. They've got a score here. 20 seconds left. They're into the front court with jerseys four. Toss to the right wing. Ayala, she's going to let it fly. Three on the way. It's no good. Blue Jays will get it. The rebound down in the corner as Allie Cook pats on Bergeron's back to draw the foul. And this one may pretty well be over. Blue Jays will get to shoot a couple free throws here. 7 seconds left. Second foul on Allie Cook. And this will be a game that Carroll will wish they had back. But the way that this January and now February have really turned out for the Tigers, it's been some tough sledding. Got off to a good start with a couple of wins over Bondurant, Farrar, and Ballard at the beginning of January. But they've lost seven in a row, and that looks like it'll continue here today. They'll go 1-for-2 on the free throws here. And now one more timeout taken by, I believe, the Tigers here. 37-31, 7 seconds left. If this final score holds for the Blue Jays, it'll be their first win since January of 2023 over the Tigers. And it would snap a five-game Tiger winning streak over Bondurant Farrar, including back on January 2nd when Carroll won 49-38. They led the majority of this game. We saw four lead changes in the second quarter alone, five in the first half. Carroll led the entire third quarter, went into the fourth with a three-point lead. Jersey's four hit a three to stretch it to six, and then they've never scored again. 7 seconds to go. Carroll down six. Allie Cook at the top lets the three fly, and she'll shoot three free throws with 1 second left. Fouled on the shot by Morgan Muller. So not enough time here, obviously, to score 6 points. If you were looking at needing five, you might be in interesting territory where you make two and then get the intentional miss, and hopefully you can hit a quick three. But they won't have time for that, and they're missing these free throws. Allie Cook will get one more free throw with 1.6 on the clock. So they do tack on just about a half a second, and the Blue Jays will inbound it for the final time. 37-32, Bondurant Farrar gets the five-point win at home over the Carroll Tigers in this final conference meeting between the Carroll Tigers and Bondurant Farrar Blue Jays. Carroll now 5-12 overall, 3-10 in conference play. Bondurant Farrar back to 500. They've won three straight now. They're 9-9, 6-7 in the conference, and they split their two matchups this year with the home team winning each. Carroll by 11, and now Bondurant Farrar by 5 here today. Mackey Motors postgame show's on the way next. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. I'm Nick Brinks. We'll return to the Gatorade broadcast booth after this as the Carroll Tigers struggle in the fourth quarter, and they let a 6-point lead slip away in the final quarter and fall for the 12th time in 2025 and 2026.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
From empty stands to cheering fans, Carroll County Solid Waste would like to remind our area athletes, coaches, and spectators that it takes teamwork to keep our communities clean and safe. Like most sporting events, a trip through the concession stand for our favorite snacks, drinks, and sweets is a must. But being mindful of what we do with our leftover waste also matters. Cans and bottles should always go into recycling containers, and empty food packages should be disposed of in the trash. Whether on the field or on the court, we wish all area teams a safe and successful season. For Carroll County Solid Waste, delivering environmental services together.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your farm deserves.
For details, contact Nicole Unken at Nicole Unken Agency. Call 712-792-1262.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Thinking about your future? The DMAC Carroll campus is a smart choice. Get a quality education at an affordable price, close to home. Join student organizations, meet new friends, and get involved. You'll find supportive staff guiding you every step of the way, and expert faculty ready to share their knowledge and real-world experience. Kickstart your education today at the Carroll DMAC campus. Call 712-792-1755. DMAC, life's calling.
Back in the Bob Durant, welcome to the Mackey Motors post-game show. Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Tough loss for the Carroll girls at the hands of Bob Durant for our 37-32. It was a good three quarters for Carroll. They led at the end of each quarter tonight until the fourth. It was 7-5 after one, 15-14 at halftime, 28-25 after three. They scored on their first possession of the fourth quarter. Jersey Spohr hit her third three of the night. Carroll led 31-25, except then they never scored again until a free throw with a second left. Offense kind of fell apart. A lot of turnovers and missed shots in the final quarter. Bon Durant Farrar was able to muster enough. They score 12 in the final quarter. They go on that 12-0 run to go from down 6 to up 6. Carroll gets that one free throw to get back within 5, but at that point it was not really important to the outcome of the game. And Bon Durant Farrar snaps that 5-game losing streak to the Tigers, and it will extend the Carroll losing streak to 8 games after they opened 2026 with back-to-back wins over Bon Durant Farrar and Ballard. They've lost every game since. They fall at Bon Durant Farrar tonight, and they will travel to Ballard on Friday night. I'll have that game for you on Kick 106.7. For Bon Durant Farrar, they'll host Carlisle on Thursday. Time to name our Culver's player of the game for the Carroll Tigers. And at the time when she hit her third three, she had 11 points, and the Carroll Tigers had a 6-point lead early in the fourth. Jersey's four. She's our Culver's player of the game. Unfortunately, the team just kind of struggled the rest of the way, and the offense was not able to get much done. But as the leading scorer for both teams tonight, Jersey Spohr, 11 points. She is our Culver's player of the game for the Carroll Tigers. That'll wrap up our girls' basketball coverage tonight with the CB Sports Network. I'm Nick Brink.